Now LFA and Cheap Trunk New Teeth will take our hands and lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they're made of. And we will roam around unaided, having Cheap Trunk New Teeth brains. It won't take long before we're done, and we'll have a fresh conception. Jesus thrust on us, everybody on the bus. Cougar season's now upon us, everybody on the bus.
All right, welcome back to Cougar Season. It's been a little bit over a month since our last show. That's our new intro.
Dean? Yeah, thanks to Dean, who oozes brilliance.
He sweats it, literally.
He's done two little things for us, just like popped them out, and you'll hear the other one too, but it amazes me.
Yeah. I'm really happy about it. It makes our show sound so much more...
I'm happy about maybe working with him and step on some other stuff. Because he's all excited about doing more and has more ideas. And
when he's a busy guy, so yeah.
That's what amazes me the most, It's good to be around people like that, because hopefully it's infectious.
I've talked to a lot of people who say they'll do something and never do it.
Hey, I'm one of those people who tell myself I'm doing things, and I'll get them... a quarter halfway done these projects, and then they just kind of sit.
Yeah, he's actually done it, and I'm really happy about it. So, but I've already thanked him, and now I'm thanking him in front of our audience. I'd like to thank Bridget, a nice young lady who comes into live band karaoke on Tuesdays at Maryland's. She listens to the show, so thanks for listening, Bridget. Appreciate anybody that listens to the show.
What did she say?
She said it was funny.
Oh, I thought we were going for
I was
socks.
Mostly It was mostly the... I think that she said it was funny. Mostly I was just like...
You listened.
You listened.
Wow. You actually listened to the whole show?
Woo!
What was it, the 10-minute mark? We have no more listeners. I think we should start off by... do you have a list of anything you would like to mention?
No.
Is that what that is? Is that something else?
No, I don't. I'm just going to generally go with mock things that
when I got here on my bike, which, by the way, I moved recently. So that's good.
You're still equidistant, I believe.
I'm a little closer.
A little?
And I'll tell you how I know this. I didn't even get all the way through a Helmet song coming over here.
Oh. Because you were...
You used to take me a song, and then a song would begin.
You were 8 blocks away, so now you're less than 8 blocks.
Let's see now. I'm basically...
24th, 25th.
H, so I, J, K, L, M, a block less.
Yeah. We move 1 block closer, the opposite way.
Yeah, exactly.
Different direction.
Basically, we used you as a compass point, and we just swung around.
Pretty much.
But it's a nicer place.
It's a closer radius.
It's bigger.
Shorter radius.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad you got a better place. Someday I'll see it.
Yeah, someday you will.
Just moved in.
Yeah, so
I got my microwave back. Why did I get my microwave back? Did you have one?
Yeah, we bought a new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this one still works, so
we figured
you got it back in working condition.
You figured you'd want it back, just
unless,
to have.
In just shy of a year. Wait a minute, you've had it for just, you've had it for 13
just
months.
Just over a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you gave it
I got it 13 months later.
You gave it to us when you were
like
going
January
to Switzerland,
5th.
I think, because you were getting out of your apartment. Because we helped you move a bunch of stuff, like trash and stuff.
Yeah, you came over the final sweep, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So we picked up that phone that you don't want back for good reason, and... Now you got the microwave back. The phone will throw away for you because it sucks. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, the batteries. I switched batteries in it twice already, and the thing's only barely three years old.
Yeah, it just doesn't... I think there might be something wrong with the phone.
Buy a cheap phone when I purchased that.
So on my way over here, I get over here, and Jeff...
Did you see the car accident?
What car accident?
Somebody ran into a building...
Really?
23rd and K.
Oh, yeah, I missed that, because I came straight across, basically. I cut through Sutterville Fort.
Yeah, I was like, wow, somebody actually hit a building. Because I see stupid crap walking around, every day.
Right.
I like to walk around, because that's why I live in Midtown. And I mentioned this probably a million times.
And you were walking around this morning, because that's your sticker says.
I went and voted.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll get to that. It wasn't a lot of voting. It was pretty easy, actually.
Well, still. I mean, it's just a primary, anyway.
Yeah, there wasn't much on the ballot to pick from. Somebody actually hit a building now. I'm like, wow, finally happened. All the bad moves people do. somebody finally made a really bad move and hopped a curb.
Nice.
And ran into a building. And an unoccupied building, though, so that's good. Although the person driving is probably pretty injured, but I didn't see them, so I don't know who it was.
23rd and what?
K.
Okay. Huh. Wow.
Yeah. They will be getting on the bus of sorts.
Yes. I saw somebody
bus limps.
Hit a light pole. Actually, I didn't see them hit the light pole, because where they hit the light pole was obstructed by a concrete trash dumpster barrier. And I was behind that next to a building in a parking lot. And I saw them speeding down the street. And I saw them kind of lose control of their car. And they were going straight for that pole. And I was like, they're not going to turn, are they?
Yeah.
And then it was loud. And you see the pole just kind of bend over a little bit. Because it was one of those metal ones. So she didn't just take it off its moorings completely.
Yeah. I saw somebody, also before that, I saw someone speed up to make the light at 21st and I. You know, because it's one way there. And then they could hear him. You could hear him flooring it as they're busting through the red light. And then the next thing you hear is, slow down. Because, you know, it's a very short block there. And they're hauling ass. And meanwhile, that light's usually red when the lights don't coincide right there. And so I just was kind of thinking, yeah, I wonder if they hit somebody if I would have walked over and said, was it worth it? Was it really worth it? And then they would have got mad at me, fuck you. No, dude. You don't understand that you don't have a moral standing right here. You were reckless and you paid for it, and now you want to get mad at me? You got to shut the hell up.
Now
you're taking other people's lives. Now, you're risking other people's safety.
Jeff. Admittedly, you can't tell me you don't admit. If you weren't in that situation, and it was just an accident. I'm just saying. You know, granted, you were trying to get the light and stuff, but you know, my point is, maybe you drop whatever, and then someone comes up to you.
And
is like,
that's the other thing.
It says
they're already.
Was it worth? It's like. That's a pretty dick thing to do.
They're in an agitated state.
Yeah, you know, maybe follow them.
But they're also willfully reckless.
I know, but maybe follow them, find out where they live, go visit them one day. Say, hey, would you like to come out to lunch with me? And then while you're out there, so I saw you in a wreck the other
day. That's even way more of a dick move than just being off the cuff and going, yeah, it was worth it, huh? No, it wasn't.
See, but no one's going to answer that.
No. You can't talk to me like that, no matter how risky I am with other people's safety. You can't talk to me like that.
That's right.
That's kind of fucking bullshit attitudes people have nowadays. Just admit you were wrong when it's so obvious that you're wrong. You couldn't be any more wrong. Your car engine's smoking and you just did $5,000 worth of damage to yourself and another car.
But
you're
none of this wrong. Actually happened.
No, that just ran through my head But... And then, but then the thing is, I bet that's probably what that other person did. Because they had to be going pretty quick to jump over the curb and make it all the way to the building, you know?
That guy, yeah.
Because they had to go from, across the street, you know, and I think that's I don't know if there's those little roundabouts there or whatever. But anyways, yeah, people do risky shit all the time in cars, and it bugs me. And you can obviously tell today. It does bother me because I do feel like being kind of a prick about it.
25, 24. Okay, so that's the block just before
Golden Bear.
True Love and Golden Bear and all that. Mm-hmm. That's that intersection where they have that crackhead towers.
Yeah.
They hit the church?
It looks like a church, but it's empty.
Well, it used to be a church, is my point.
It's empty.
They hit that building.
Yeah.
That's a great building, too, man. No one's done it. I just don't I don't know what the deal. I think someone was trying to do something with it. Huh, that's weird. That's too bad. It's not like that building's really tough.
Didn't do much damage to the building.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The building is nice and safe. All right, so we've digressed enough traffic bitching.
So you were I get here and
yeah.
When we're outside though, you asked me a question and I did this whole locking my lips. I don't want to talk because oftentimes I get here, we start talking
outside.
We shoot
the wad.
Have a cigarette, and then we'd have all the good energy is gone from us not, you know, having actually spoken or seen each other.
No, you did good.
So.
My boy's all grown up, and he's grown up, and he's grown up.
You wanted to ask me to check out
this
new... First, I'd like to point out, I'm going to let Hefe explain what he wanted me to check out.
Okay, that was a reference to Vince Vaughn in Swingers. He's grown up, and he's grown up, and he's... Yeah. Which came towards the end of the movie, I think. That's a good movie. But we got Rock Band... which after having a game night at Maryland's on Wednesdays, We've been hanging Guitar Hero. And then somebody else like heard about James at a Super Bowl party at Johnny's restaurant bar on J Street. And they got it. And she's like, yeah, let's do these ideas. And then I went down there yesterday to pick up some stuff and do a couple things at Marilyn's. And Jane was there and Marilyn was there. And the other owner, Gene, is on the phone. And she's like asking them. And it was really cool because Jane's like, yeah, other bars doing blah, blah, we got to keep up, you know, blah, blah. And I've already paid for all the stuff pretty much that wasn't donated. Mm-hmm. Which, thanks to you and Cameron. Cameron is our, gave me some used systems because he got an Xbox. So thanks, Cam. And he's also our guitar, lead guitar player on Tuesday nights.
LBK.
LBK. So now we have live rock
Tuesday, band. Tuesday!
So now Tuesdays is live rock band karaoke, and Wednesdays is rock band music and game night. So I think we're a rock and roll bar.
I guess so.
I'm pretty convinced. But it's a good game, and you get what it comes with is a fake Stratocaster. Well, pretty much it's got the name on it, so a replica Fender Stratocaster, which is wireless. So it plugs into a remote. The remote plugs in, and these all plug in. The thing is, they all plug into the USB ports in the PlayStation, which I've never used once.
Really?
Ever. And but
I've used them a lot when I used to play online with my brother. We used to play Madden because you use the USB ports for the headsets, and you can put in a keyboard. And
yeah,
you can,
oh, that's what the other one is for.
Yeah,
the
smaller you can,
one.
You know, chat away. Like what we used to do. You can like sometimes you're playing people online, and you can like in a, while during the game's going, you can like send messages.
Yeah.
You can pause it and send a message, like ask them, "Hey, look, are you going to be a dick like this or whatever while you're playing?" I used to do that, and then when we got the headsets, we used to put the game on pause, and we'd just sit and talk for like 2 hours for free, and then we'd unpause the game and finish the game, and be like, alright, see you later.
Yeah.
It was like a free phone call long distance, and you're playing a game online over, you know.
There's a little tip for everybody.
$1,500.
This is another already.
1,500 miles.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, they all plug into those USB ports.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You get a guitar, a microphone, and a very nice decent microphone, yeah. Which also works as a percussion instrument sometimes. And a drum, an electric drum set with a kick pedal as well. However, a PlayStation comes with two USB ports. While the things they give you are all for... You have three things for two USB ports. Which
you have a minimum of three things.
I have a minimum of three things. If you buy the kit, it comes with three things. Guitar... Which you can choose to play bass too, you don't have to play lead guitar. But a guitar, a drum set, and a microphone. Enough to give you a band. But you only have two ports, so I don't know what I'm going to do. However,
I can tell you what you're going to do.
They could buy a connector.
I have one. I mean, you can't use it because I use it right now off my computer. But it's a USB, and you can get some that are actually, they're powered themselves. I mean, because apparently that's sometimes a big deal, whether it's not powered or not. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I have one that's like, it produces three USB hubs, or like, no, it does four into one, basically.
Yeah, and that's kind of time. But the good thing is I have Guitar Hero guitars, and they also work.
And those are
the
controller,
controller ports, yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but this Fender Strat guitar is kind of nice. I mean, it's got like,
just like one.
You have five clicks on
yeah, and you
the
have
first
a,
position of the neck.
You have a lower and a higher.
And then you have five clicks up near your high octaves, up around like the from the 12th to 18th fret.
And the colors are the same as the Guitar Hero guitars, that they're on the ends. So you look down on them and see the colors, not on the face of it.
And, yeah, that's nice too.
Yeah, and then you actually have to sing. With the singing, you have to hit proper pitch and everything. Like, not like you have to sing great. You have to sing at the right pitch. So you have to be trying to sing high when the song sings high, and you have to try to sing lower when the song sings lower.
Huh. Interesting.
And it gives you the words, too, which is really cool.
Interesting.
And then drums is... I've been only playing easy because I'm not a drummer, and it's not very easy to do. You keep playing like the regular drums, and... And then, but you also get to go like... And just... And then if you want to, like, you can go nuts. There's parts where they let you go nuts. You just have to hit the right color at the end of it, at the end of the string, so you get points for, you know, going nuts on it. So it doesn't matter how you go nuts, just that you seal the deal at the end.
Right. And this is one of your Guitar Hero controllers, isn't it?
Yeah.
The bass?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool, and gonna set it up on a big screen and everything. So hopefully I'll put this out tomorrow so people get to hear it. But
so did it? It does come with a bass of its own.
No.
Oh, okay.
It comes with the guitar, but the guitar is the same thing for bass.
I get you. It comes with the guitar, the drums, and the microphone, yeah. Basically.
The guitar controllers are universal.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And we still have Guitar Hero, and I'm hugely running out of PlayStations. I have one that's broken.
Like I said, you can borrow mine. Mine's at my house. Hey, you can see my house. You can come get it.
Okay. I kind of want to see if I can get that one fixed. Somebody dropped it in the lasers.
Oh, if just the laser's off, you can fix this easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of need it now that I have...
You take these... You got to take these feet off, and you unscrew here.
Let's not do that right now.
Well, I'm not doing it right now. I'm saying you take it off, you flip it back over, but you make sure that... Because there's after you get this cover off, there's something that's connected. You have to come back out of the way. But it's not hard. Anyways, where the laser sits, there's this little... wheel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It probably didn't move much, is the thing, you know.
No, and it turns on and everything. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, man.
You could try to fix yourself on that without like fucking it up. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and I think there's online directions. I already looked it up a little bit, and there's some stuff, free stuff online that people give you, like step by step.
Yeah.
The Chilton's of the PS2,
exactly.
If you will. And if you don't know what Chilton's is, it's the all-purpose auto mechanics.
Old
Bible.
School. Back when people used to work on cars themselves.
Yeah.
They made... You could go into the auto parts store, and you could see, like a library of Chilton's, because they'd make it for every car.
Yeah, and then you could take apart any car and reassemble it back together according to these books.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. So now there's digital Chilton's online with whatever problem you have. Oh, you spilled wine on your laptop? There's I've seen stuff on... YouTube, on Google Video, where they're like,
oh yeah, I didn't even thought about checking out Google Video, yeah.
I mean, there's other, you know, like video hosting services that, you know, you might want to check. I mean, it's something to think
about. Cool, there's a little 411 for everybody. All right, what's next?
So you got Rock Band, and I think that's awesome, and I'm going to check it out after we do this show, and
yeah, we're going to play
next,
it.
Next week I'll have a
actually,
report.
I can't keep this game at home because it's technically not
mine. Maryland's.
I actually got the bosses to pony up, so... It's very nice of them, and I'm really happy about it, and I think this will be a big seller.
You know, speaking of YouTube...
But it's like actually playing the drums, you actually have to play the drums. I mean, it's not your...
Well, see, I'll be honest with you. My immediate concern is I'm a little worried because I might end up having the same problems with this video game that I have with Guitar Hero, and that is coming from a background of someone who used to, you know, fuck around in bands and stuff like that. I'm just saying it's not... You have to understand you're playing a video game in order to thoroughly enjoy it because you're not playing the song.
Yeah, but dude, I saw this guy that played it. We had it last weekend, and the band came in that played that night. And one of the dudes that played guitar for the band came over, was like, "Oh yeah, hard clink clink," fucking just shredded the shit out of it, dude. I was like, "All right, on, way to go, man. You're fucking awesome, being an expert and everything. Like, no big deal. Dude just did it."
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure it's gang load of fun, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of YouTube and Google Video, I want to say when we were outside, I pointed it out. Oh my God, there's chemtrails! Which, that's just a little ha-ha joke from me to anybody out
from
there
Jet?
Who listens to the show. No. It's conspiratorial BS, depending on if you believe it or not, obviously.
Geez.
About, stuff people are putting in the air, blah, 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 blah. But,
mm-hmm.
But I thought it was funny because it was like, it wasn't even like a trail. It was like, you know, small, short, and there was no other ones around it. It's like, yeah. And I was going to mention the annoying beauty of fantastic music. And what I'm saying is, the other night I was, you know, just surfing the net, doing things. You know, a lot of YouTube, Google, you know, video Google, just... searching stuff, just, you know, doing research, and when you do shit like that, you always find trails somewhere else, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I came across, for some reason, some live Spoon video, and I like Spoon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I came across one of their live songs that I was like, oh, which song is that? And then it's that song that was featured in Stranger Than Fiction, and I was like, man, I really like that song, so I listened to it a couple times last night, and it's just stuck in my head. I don't have a copy of that song.
What band is it?
Spoon.
How's it go?
The song that I'm talking about is the one that's That's the way we get by, the way we get by, the way we get by, the way... That one?
I've got a band of horses stuck into my head right now.
Which one's that?
I can't sleep. I can't sleep.
When I was alone.
I can play it right now.
Oh.
Is there a ghost
in... Hey, at least you don't have that chocolate rain stuck in your head.
When I was alone.
Chocolate rain.
Who does that?
This guy named Tay Zunday. The song's not that bad, I'll be honest with you. It's very infectious, but not quite... It's too repetitive and long for it to really get stuck in your head because you get annoyed by it after a little while.
There we go.
I
could sleep. I could
sleep. Yeah, I've never heard this song.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. It got me to start to think, I wonder if there's some way you could make some kind of, like, machine test or some kind of way to get people's response to music to understand like something about them by how they... I mean, people will tell you, oh, I like this, I like that, I like this, but when they hear something that either they haven't heard before, they really, really just really like...
Actually went out and bought it.
You kind of, huh? You know what I mean? Yeah. That dog face that people make when they're like, what's that? Yeah, see, because this doesn't do the same thing for me that it does for you. It's not bad, though. I mean, you know.
Well, it's just getting started.
Well, I know that. I'm saying, you know, I like getting... Who is this again?
Band of Horses.
Band of Horses? Where are they from?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, they're one of those bands that doesn't put any information about themselves on their CD because that's how cool they are. You know? They put a bunch of pictures, of, like, from South Carolina. Where do I put it?
Oh, here. Speaking of CDs and Band of Horses.
Oh, yeah, my
West Indian Girl.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
In this episode, Joel returns a CD he borrowed.
Yeah. Well, they just try to make themselves look cool. I mean, this isn't...
That's pretty artsy, though, their layout and everything. It's pretty cool. Yeah. They don't give a whole lot of information about themselves, do they? They give you lyrics.
You like these guys?
Yeah. Well, I mostly thought the Spirit would like them. At first, she didn't, but then when she started listening to them more, she actually liked it.
Yeah. Because I have good taste. I wouldn't waste your time. Crap.
Yeah, it's gonna do it for me. I get it, you should go to sleep.
Good song.
He could sleep, but he won't.
They have a song. Yeah, but they have a song called Detlef Shrimp. One time forward for the...
For the Denver Nuggets and the Seattle Supersonics.
Seattle Supersonics. So, I mean, you gotta give him a little props.
Who else did he play with? He played with somebody else. I remember seeing him late in his career. He was, like, in the playoffs, but it wasn't with one of those teams. He was,
he broke the German basketball barrier.
He was, like, the aging, wily veteran helping out another club at that point.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was someone like...
He was, like, the German Kurt Rambis.
Or the Pacers. The German like Kurt Rambis. But Kurt Rambis spent most of his time, didn't he?
Suns and Lakers.
Lakers. He played for the Suns a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'll never to this day...
Rambis is one of those guys that you still can't believe was an actual professional basketball player. But he like played for like at least 10 seasons and was on championship teams with the Lakers.
He just didn't look like an athlete.
No.
With those glasses and that hair and
like a really
that
dorky,
facial hair.
He looked like a really dorky Kirk Gibson.
Yeah.
Who could actually play basketball. No, he played football and baseball.
Who?
I think. Kirk Gibson.
He played baseball.
I know, but he was a big stud baseball, football player. Too. He didn't play tight end.
That's something personally, I'll never to this day fully understand is how...
That could be a trivia question for tomorrow night. Damn it.
Is how athletes and coaches both will, like, you know, I mean, especially on the college level, but, also in the pros, I mean, how people just go to their rivals. I understand mostly about business and shit like that and wanting to win a championship. But, you know, you play like, you know, 9-10 seasons for like, let's say, you know, the Detroit Lions and then you go over to the Chicago Bears. It's like, I don't
That's
I don't
what Junior Seau tried to do.
I don't get it.
Didn't work. Oh, and by the way, if you go to my MySpace page, it's myspace.com /halfacedeal. There's a hilarious cartoon featuring Carl of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Carl is a noted Giants fan.
Oh, he is?
He has been previously. There's If they go into his home during an episode, you'll see a Giants helmet, you know, around or whatever. And so you can go check it out. It's at adultswim.com. It should be on their first on their homepage, or it'll be on my comments.
Is it a Super Bowl response
on my
cartoon,
profile.
Basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's like, hey, if I can't believe I was worried about a guy named Randy. And then there are other. It's totally like hilarious, and it totally talks about the game. I don't know how they got it up so fast, but they got it up.
It was
on Monday morning.
They must have been like prepared.
It was up Monday morning. They were probably writing it as the game happened, but it either would have been complaining and.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They were probably going to do something one way or the other. So
yeah.
They might have done them both pre.
But did they mention specifics in the game?
Really?
And it was up Monday morning, so they spent a lot of time working on it. Whatever.
Those guys are funny.
They're hilarious. That was my other point. Oh, so you can see it at Adult Swim or in my MySpace page, myspace.com, Half-Face Deal. And
Half-Face Deal?
That's my URL for my MySpace
Half-Face Deal? What's Steel?
I used to sell steel.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
When I lived in New York.
Oh.
I worked for a tool steel company. Sold inside steel. Inside sales for a tool steel company.
Right. So, you see...
And then I needed an... I was getting my first email account, and it was Hefe. I had that, but
and you had
I wasn't the only,
to
I wasn't
else,
the only
right?
Hefe.
Right. So you went Hefe Steel. I
yeah.
got you. Okay.
I'm like, that sounds moderately not bad. You know?
Steel Man!
I wasn't tattooing it to my arm like I did Hefe, which...
Speaking of which, Steel Man, I have to segue to, just out of the blue. They had the TV spot during the Super Bowl for the Iron Man movie coming out this summer.
Yeah.
So I went and checked out the actual trailer online. Uh-huh. I gotta admit, it looks like a lot of fun.
Does it?
Yeah.
I love Iron Man. I think...
At first I wasn't too happy because I saw they had modified him and stuff.
I think it's great because I always wanted a suit where I could shoot laser beams out of my hands. That's pretty much...
The storyline alone is pretty cool.
Doesn't he get kidnapped at one point? He has to...
Yeah.
He gets kidnapped so he has to build something to get his... to escape.
Right.
And then,
Well, they want him to build, like, you know, a weapon system for them because he's a weapons creator. Weapon system manufacturer. You know, he sells his shit to people.
Yeah.
There's a scene of him selling, you know, during a... demonstration where and he's like a dick and it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
He's rich and powerful and
full of himself,
just like Tony Stark was in the comic book. And actually Tony Stark wasn't quite like that, but I mean, so they kind of change what the comic book was about, but in the way that they kind of change it and make it like what it is, I wasn't upset, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which normally I would get upset by something like that. And then we see some of the visual footage of him flying.
Yeah.
Oh dude, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. of all people too.
I don't mind him.
I don't know. I think he's good. But
I like him. I would have been upset if it was George Clooney.
Yeah, he's already had his turn and he sucked at it. Batman. Those of you remember, I haven't seen that film and I don't know why. Actually, I think there was a point where I might have gone to see it, but then I realized I quit watching movies starring Chris O'Donnell in any capacity because he's fucking awful. And there's nothing charming about him. He's got like he might have been cute when he was 16 or 18 or something like that. Like. Fresh-faced kid, but it didn't translate at all.
Well,
I being an adult man with...
I didn't want to see a Robin in a movie. That was my thing. I didn't want to see Batman and Robin, because I didn't like the Batman and Robin... I didn't like the whole idea of a kid sidekick superhero. I just... No. No.
Yeah.
Superheroes are a solitary thing, unless you're like a team of superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're going to die sooner or later anyways, because they're just kids.
Oh, yeah, right.
And like the Dark Knight at one point, like... Anyways, we're digressing poorly. But anyways, in The Dark Knight, like he goes through a certain point where he's gone through like three Robins or something.
Right.
And then these urchins keep asking to be Robin, like, you're going to die, kid. I don't really want that responsibility anymore. Joker's going to kill you. It's just going to happen.
It's like that cartoon.
If you become Robin, the Joker will kill you. Don't do it.
What's the name of that cartoon that's the spoof on Johnny Quest?
Yeah, Venture Brothers.
Yeah, the one where they, like... Oh, you guys are clones, you know?
Yeah.
You guys died so many, they show that one episode where they get killed so many times.
Yes, all the stupid ways they've gotten killed. Because they're idiots.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was freaking
Which
pretty
is probably cool. equals the number of times they've been saved as well.
Right.
So,
you know, it's a wash.
They're constantly risking their lives.
And he makes clones of the same stupid kids.
Yeah,
so.
Unbeknownst to themselves. Well, they're his kids.
I know, master genius, not too bright. So, enough of the digressing. We have one more point. I think we
There's
wanted
two,
to.
I have 2 points.
Oh, you wrote
Today's
something
Super
else down.
Tuesday.
Today is
Super Tuesday!
If you're into politics at all. So it's like weird. I was thinking back last year, I'm like going, wait a minute. Because we had our Mardi Gras today also. And I was going, wait a minute. Last year, I was in Prague for the Super Bowl. That's where I watched it at, what's his name? Jaromir Jagr's sports club. But I was in Venice for Mardi Gras. And I'm going, how can I be in two places? But, like, Easter's got to be, right, like, 3 weeks earlier this year or something, yeah, which I haven't really...
You know how it moves.
Oh, that means I have to go to church on Wednesday. Look, I go to church, I got to go. I at least got to hit the big ones. Ash Wednesday, Christmas.
Yeah, you're a real Catholic.
You know. Hey, you got
to... I hit the major points, man, so I can be absolved. It's all right. Don't worry. There's bylaws.
You can't just jump right back into it. You got to work your way back in.
Shut up. Please.
Actually, I should just get off my butt and go to church. Anyways, so I'm going to try to remember to go Wednesday.
You know why you don't go to church?
Because I don't have kids.
Because it's boring.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about church. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. That's why people don't go who are like single and don't like have the need to enforce it into their children or something like that.
I'm not trying to raise children.
You know,
but they need to learn to hear what they at church.
And honestly, you can still instill in them all the Catholic virtues or whatever without like having them go to church. The church thing is about. See, the reason I know a lot of the people I know who go to Catholic church go is because they really like the whole ceremonial and the, you know, the smell and the,
yeah,
you know, personally, I, you know, it seems like a long thing to sit through and up, down, kneel, up, down, kneel, up, down. It's like, geez. Yeah, I was at a Catholic service recently, and that's all I'm saying.
Super.
So.
So anyways.
Sacred Heart.
So Super Tuesday is today. I'm going to try to get this up today. But anyways, you know, if Barack Obama does well today, he has the chance to be our least white president.
You're right. He does have a chance to be the least white president.
Least white president.
Least white.
He could be the least white president we've ever had.
He would be. I think you're right. I'm trying to think. Andrew Jackson had a lot of Indian in him. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. He had a lot of Indian on him. That's what
maybe
it was.
He was a wild man.
He was.
He was the first presidential wild man, for sure.
Yeah, he put all the other guys...
Well, he didn't wear a wig, and he had crazy...
Crazy, long, spiked, weird bouffant hair.
Spiked up hair, yeah.
He was a philanderer, and...
He also pretty much destroyed the White House during his inaugural party as well.
Well, you know he's a partier, man. He was in, he also saved the White House.
He also saved the White House in the War of 1812, so...
He was also in three duels, like people wanted to, you know, okay, let's go have it out.
Yeah. Truly a man among men.
That's hilarious.
So, I don't know what else about Super Tuesday, though, but it's a Super Tuesday for us, because we're finally recording again after such a long time.
That's a good point.
And you get to hear new songs from Dean Hopkinson, which haven't been released anywhere else.
That's right.
You heard them here.
And they're fucking gems!
Yeah, he's great.
I love him. I love him.
And he wrote him, like, just totally, like, very in a brainstorming fashion.
Like that.
Over, yeah.
And when you hear the second one, which I'm not going to say anything about it, I'm not going to describe it or nothing, but when you hear the second one, you're going to go, he just came up with that? He just came up with that. Made it and put it together and produced it. Bang.
He's performing that second Saturday this week, too. I don't know where. Probably Sacramentans, but it's in his website. BeBraveBoldRobot.com. Oh, they're having he's releasing a new zine, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which is how his band, that's how it started out.
Right, as just
and it went from him doing a zine to making that his band as well. So he's a multimedia artist.
He's the king of all media. Howard Stern better watch his ass.
Sacramento media. He's getting a name out there. A good one.
He's got stickers.
Yeah, he's got stickers and drink. I think we bought all this stuff up before.
Anyways,
if you want to come see him, he's playing at Maryland's this month. Or just go to BeBraveBoldRobot.com. Ooh. Or is MySpace, Be Brave Bold Robot, and he has all his future dates, and I recommend going to see him, because if you like, he sings well, and his lyrics are funny, and
I'll say it's some of the best original music in Sacramento.
Yeah, because he's not only humorous, he's also, like,
he's
poetic.
Poignant, yeah. You
know? He's talented. And also, I watched, to close the show, because we're like half an hour, we're over half an hour, but that's okay. But, to close the show, I finally saw Death Proof.
Okay.
Ugh. Man.
No?
It's half an hour is good.
Yeah?
I was excited for half an hour. That one chick with the hot legs that got her face front over. You know, she was, you know, the chicks were hot. And but it's just not, it was not a whole movie at all. And he's just like referencing other movies for dialogue.
That's what Tarantino does.
Oh, his next movie is going to be characters talking about his previous movies.
Wouldn't that be cool?
No, it'd be stupid. I'm going to write a joke about it, which I just did.
That reminds me of the joke of when...
It's just not... I mean, his direction is good, and he does interesting things with the camera, and he makes a movie, but...
He knows what he's doing. I just don't agree with... He's all about making homage. Kill Bill was all about homage.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs.
This was about Russ Meyer's movies.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
Yeah.
I know.
And it's... That's why it wasn't a good movie.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons they also, like, put that out in the theaters with both of them together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, doing the whole double feature thing and, like, you know, hey, you know, you get, it's like old school, get your bang for your
buck. Oh, and then that one little chick just swears, like, all she says is motherfucking nigga, like, 80 million times. And I'm like, I don't need to hear that.
What is this, Devil's Rejects?
Yeah. Oh, was that the same thing? I didn't watch that either.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw both of those recently.
It was just so, like, you know what, I don't need to hear you say motherfucker
nigga
every 2 seconds. It's gross. It's like profane. You know, once in a while for an actual reason, but just because this chick's got a slight temper, you know, she's going to drop in that all over the place? No.
The two Rob Zombie movies, which Devil's Rejects is actually a sequel to House of Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
And in Devil's Rejects, they really go overboard with this, but, I mean, they're constantly just, fuck you, motherfucker. I mean, you know.
How could anybody want to see that?
I don't know.
It's a movie, but... I know there's a difference between what movie people talk and real people speak, but there's got to be a kind of a belief that they're the same thing in the course of the film.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, I'm not saying it's very evolved or very intelligent, but I'm saying that there's people out there who, dude, that was so funny, that was cool, it's the coolest thing. Devil's Rejects got 2 thumbs up, which led me to believe that the whole, you know, Roger Ebert and whoever thing is just...
Roper.
Is purely just marketing. That they really don't give a fuck about the movies they watch at all.
Anymore.
At all. Because
they've got to be so tired of it. Like, you know.
But maybe
it's time
you
guys should move on to something else.
It wasn't horrible, but 2 thumbs up? No, no.
Yeah, one of you has to not like this.
Well, if I were them, I would have just passed on saying anything about it.
Just a slasher film?
It's not even really a slasher film. That's just it.
Okay. Well, I didn't like House of Thousand Corpses. That just bore the crap out of me.
No, well, it's basically more that in a sense.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways.
It started out interesting, but that was it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is kind of neat. And then you're like, okay, oh, she's crazy.
But there really was a Dr. Death.
She's crazy and topless. Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't even go to see the art films either. Maybe I should.
You should. They're usually a little bit more. At least it makes you go, man, I could have made that. And I would have enjoyed myself doing it. Damn.
Oh well, hope I'm a Hindu. I'll live again.
That's good stuff.
On that note, we're going to let you guys enjoy the next installment of Dean's music. You guys are going to hear it plenty from when you listen to the show, but we're going to send you out with it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. And
got another one up on Super Tuesday.
Joe's got Joel's all settled once again, and he might have an hour or two to spare.
Thank God.
Please. Until next time.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving, snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like,
here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougarhood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day, and effectively wash that hair from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there.
Cougar season.